Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We are 30 minutes away from announcing three names to play Beat the Bank. How do you get your name announced? You go to KidNation.com and sign up if you haven't done that yet. And then listen for your name to be called. You got to listen, because if you don't hear it, then you don't know you have to call.
Right.
45 minutes away from Big Al at a pep rally to get the kids all ready to take a test. Fourth, fifth graders, Al?
Fourth, fifth, sixth graders, yes.
There you go.
And taking that big test. I guess every school system has some type of test that everybody takes to go to the next grade, I guess. I'm really not sure.
It's an assessment test.
Yeah. See how they're doing.
Standardized testing.
See how the teachers are doing. And Big Al had a bit, and he decided to call an audible and not do it. So he'll let us know what that bit was going to be as well. And we're 1 hour away from our interview with David Hasselhoff. He was in studio yesterday after the show. Unfortunately, Al wasn't here because he was brightening children's days.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
You were. It's a big deal, man.
I hope so.
You're Big Al Mack from the Kid Craddock Morning Show, man.
Are we going to be able to get their test scores from that particular school?
And see if they were better or worse than last year.
I don't think we should. All right, let's get to Does That Make Me Crazy right now, though.
All right.
These are the things you've been doing, thinking it's all normal and everything, and then your friend finally caught wind of it and told you, nah, man, that's nuts. That's crazy. That's why you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because we'll tell you if you're crazy or not. We don't have PhDs or anything, but we know.
We're crayologists.
Yeah. Now, this one's weird because I think it has to do with pheromones. From the text, I love the smell of my husband's armpits. Mm. Does that make me crazy or in love?
Mm. Yeah, that's a pheromone thing.
Yeah.
Do you like Alan's armpits, Kelly? Do you like how they smell?
I haven't sniffed his armpits.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You haven't?
I love to smell his neck, though.
So you do like to sniff something?
Well, yeah. He's got cologne on, usually.
Whenever. I've been there.
That made me crazy.
I've liked the smell of a guy before.
Do what?
Not if he is like if he's super smelly, but just his natural body odor.
You say you like after golf smell, right?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
It's the
that's
burning of the sun.
Well, yeah, it smells like leather.
Yeah,
and like burnt skin.
It puts the lotion on its skin. Whenever I go driving, while it's raining, I look at everyone else's windshield wipers to see how fast they have them turned on to make sure I'm not being too dramatic with mine.
That is hilarious.
Does that make me crazy?
That is hilarious.
That's
too
cute crazy.
With my wipers.
Yeah.
I've got them on way too high.
Pull it back.
That's cute crazy right there. All right, let's go to Megan on the phones here. Hey, Megan.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
For as long as I can remember, and it's only with McDonald's cheeseburgers, I eat them a certain way. I will take off the bottom part of the bun, and I'll roll it up and eat it. And then I'll take off the top part of the bun. I'll eat the pickles, and then I roll up the top part of the bun and eat it. And then I eat the burger part. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
You make your burger into two tacos, and then you just have meat.
It lasts longer.
Well, not only that, but the patties are so thin on McDonald's cheeseburgers. I guess I started it as a kid. They tasted the best, so I wanted to taste it by itself.
Yeah, it's like dessert.
It just became a habit.
I've been taking apart my food for years.
Okay, so you're crazy too.
Eating from the top down. Kid used to get on me all the time. I'd eat my sandwiches top down.
Yeah.
And McDonald's.
See, I like burgers like in the bite that they are. Like a little bread, a little lettuce, a little mayo.
Yeah.
You know, I like every little piece of that in each bite.
That's
like whatever you want.
I don't think it's crazy.
I don't think it's crazy. It doesn't bother me at all.
I think you're a little crazy.
Yeah, I think you're crazy.
All right, we're
might be a little messy.
Maybe get a double next time, and then you'll get a little more meat taste.
Man, when I was pregnant, that's what I ate all the time. I never believed in pregnancy cravings. I don't know if it's necessarily craving, but that's what I always ate was a McDonald's cheeseburger every day.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Kayla here. Hey, Kayla.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
All right, so what do you do in the middle of the night?
I always set an alarm for like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning so I can wake up, look at the clock, and be like, oh, I have a few more hours of sleep and roll over and go back to sleep.
Whoa.
Is that really crazy?
That's pretty
a little crazy. I love that feeling when I wake up naturally and roll over and realize that. But to wake myself up from a dead sleep.
She gives herself that feeling every night.
Yeah.
That's cool, crazy.
I'm not a pretty person.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah.
I get it, but you're crazy.
Gosh, I don't want to interrupt sleep.
Yeah, you're crazy. Because you might be disturbing your REM, which is very important.
Yeah,
she sounds cheery.
You need that deep sleep.
Yeah, she's just a cheery person. Sounds Thank you for good. Your call. Missy.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of?
I am afraid of when I'm going through the car wash, when it gets to the part where they have the big dryer come through, I have to get down in the floorboard because I have this horror of there being just a little crack somewhere and the pressure being too much, exploding all in the car. So I have to hide.
Exploding
Does that
all
make me crazy?
Oh, yeah. You're so sweet.
Yeah, that's a crazy, too.
I love it, but yeah, crazy.
That's a good crazy coming in
That's
today.
Sweet, though.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, this is Southern crazy because I'm from Darlington.
Yes, you are.
Oh, look at that.
Darlington Raceway.
That's right.
This is South Carolina. We do it in a different way. We are Southern
that's
people.
Right. I love Darlington.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
You duck when you're going through the dryer in South
that's
Carolina.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, you're
well,
crazy.
We have to get that pollen off, you know.
That's right.
Yeah, the cars are all yellow now.
It's ridiculous. I can't even get a car wash.
You don't know until you go to South Carolina how bad the pine pollen is. It's bad.
You just give up, right?
Everything's yellow.
I joined a car wash club, Jenna.
What?
Yeah.
A car wash club?
You got that membership?
Yeah. So I can go whenever I want.
I always see the membership line, and I'm like, nah.
So cool. I got this cool thing on my windshield. I just walk up like a G, and the thing opens up, and I just go get my car washed.
You still have to go do it.
Well, yeah, but... But
your
I'm
car's
a member.
Always clean.
My car's always clean. I don't have that yellow stuff on my car. And you have a black car. You need that most.
The second I get a car wash, that bird with the stomach problems back. I don't know what to do. You guys told me to hang an owl, right?
Something to
That's
scare him away.
That's what I need to do, hang a fake snake or a fake owl.
Or a scarecrow. Somebody let him know.
Give that bird Pepto-Bismol. Yeah.
Just give him some good food. He's just
pooping
eating
pink
bad.
On your windshield.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
What's up, Derek?
Hey, what's going on? So, if I have any extended interaction with somebody with a really thick accent, regardless of the origin, I will involuntarily assume their accent. Probably two questions in to the dialogue.
You can't help yourself.
I don't know. I think the most. Dramatic one. I spent a summer in Africa. It took me 2 weeks to shake the accent when I got back.
But what did it sound like for you?
Oh.
What?
He dare to do it? It might take him another 2 weeks if he dares to dip his toe back in that pond.
He's going
to
be back at it.
Well, I do know that when I went to school out in Abilene, West Texas, I was on a first date, and we went to a steakhouse, and they had waiters with cowboy hats and everything, and one of the waiters asked us what we wanted to drink after greeting us, and involuntarily, I was just like, I'll take a Diet Coke. And the girl I was with looked at me, and she's like, what is wrong with you? Like, I guess it's a form of flattery, but it comes off super offensive, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Because it's involuntary, that's why I think you're crazy.
Yeah, it just happens.
Do you do this cool, like at a Chinese restaurant or anything?
Al, if I had a dollar for every time I've said fry rye... I mean, I'd be rich.
So you do. There's your answer. Yeah. He can't help it, though, Kelly.
It's involuntary. Yeah. Why are you I already said
it
was crazy.
Hey, man.
Hey, we'll talk to you later, good buddy.
Ow.
Yeah, Derek, you're probably Hall of Fame cool crazy, though.
that's funny. Kind of, that's funny.
It's involuntary.
That's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
They might even throw in an Asian.
Yeah. That's right. I saw your boy Ghetto D that was offering offering the pho.
JC ran into Ghetto D.
Yeah.
Yes, where? The one that offered to give us some pho.
And he might even throw
for
in
a Nintendo
Asian.
Switch.
Yeah.
And y'all poo-pooed on it, and I wanted it.
How'd you recognize him?
He recognized JC.
Oh.
No, we're sitting outside eating, and he walks by, and he goes, JC, what's up? It's Ghetto D. Everybody's looking at me like I got street cred.
Tell Ghetto D I still want some pho.
Okay, I'll tell him. He lives by us.
I want some.
Obviously, because he was...
I want to come over and let his wife cook for me.
In the neighborhood, yeah. Good OD in our neighborhood. Champagne?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Champagne, what's up?
Love it.
Hey, guys, y'all going to make me late for work, but who cares?
Okay.
I've been trying to get in for weeks now.
Okay, why are you crazy, okay. Champagne?
You and Champagne, let's
okay,
pop that.
Okay, so I walk up to random people... and tell them they're doing it wrong just for fun. Does that make me crazy?
Like, what are they doing? Like, what's
Whatever.
The last time
like,
you
it,
did that?
It doesn't matter. Like, you could be picking up a piece of trash, and I'll walk by you and say you're doing it wrong.
That is hilarious.
My coworkers, now they try to beat me to it. They'll try to say it before I say it.
Oh,
well, they're copying
funny.
You.
Champagne, you need to bust out that phone and videotape that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I'll do it one day. I've been doing it for so long, it's just like second nature.
What's the best reaction you got from a stranger that you told that?
They were just like,
"No, I'm not.
What the hell is wrong with you?"
Yeah.
How'd you get the name Champagne?
Oh, it's such a long story, but apparently my mom's boyfriend named me. It was either Champagne or Ebony, so I'll take Champagne.
There you go, because there's a million Ebonies. There's only one Champagne.
Right.
A Champagne.
All right.
Champagne.
You drink Champagne, Champagne?
Not really. No. I'm more of a tequila kind of girl.
Yeah, that's right. And what are you doing right now?
I'm about to walk in the door of my job at the Western Hotel as soon as I get off the phone with you guys.
Yeah, well, you're doing it wrong.
Wrong. You got me.
Champagne, you're lovely. Awesome. You're crazy, too, okay?
Oh, man. Good crazy today, y'all. Let's give
Champagne
a round of applause today.
Hi, girl.
Good crazy today.
Some good people right
nice,
there.
Nice, good, fun, crazy.
Yeah, that's what we want to do. We want to laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
On your Tuesday. And we also want to give you some money. We'll be calling out three names for Beat the Bank here coming up shortly, and we'll get into Tinder Tuesday. And this girl that is, apparently we've been doing Tinder all wrong, you guys.
Oh, really? We've been doing it wrong.
Yeah, this girl figured out how to do it right. I'll tell you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tinder love. Tinder love.
Tinder love.
Oh, yes, it's Tinder Tuesday, your day to find love.
This could be the day.
This could be the day, Kelly.
You know, you could have had failure after failure, but just
one more chance. Boom.
Take one more chance.
There you go.
All you need is one magician on Bumble.
Abracabooyah!
That easy.
And your life has changed. By the way, how many days away are we?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
Oh, well, let's
90-something.
I'm on the planning page because I was... 95 days away, Kelly.
95
days away. 13 hours.
There goes my stomach again.
16 minutes and 27 seconds.
Yeah.
I came across an interesting headline.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What
was it? It has to do with Tinder.
Okay.
I'm always like keeping my eye out since we talk about these dating apps.
What's this have to do?
But this headline's outrageous. Listen to this. Tinder helps NBA stars play better when on the road. App lets them sleep with women earlier in the night and makes them get 2 more hours sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Home teams now win 57% of their games. Yeah. I mean, they're saying that the drop is because home teams are losing out. They say that these hookup apps keep players that are on the road, so the away teams are winning more, keep them out of the club and hooking up with chicks.
Because that's what they're doing. They're going to the club to find girls anyway.
Staying out all night to find a chick to bring home.
Yeah.
And then their play's suffering. But now because of Tinder, they can find a chick to hook up with. And they don't got to mess with the club.
Way to go.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Way to go, Tinder.
Yeah. Is there a specific NBA one, though? They need to.
A specific NBA one?
Yeah, just for the basketball world?
Yeah, Rhea.
I feel like Instagram is just as successful with that. I've gotten like some Instagram messages from basketball that are coming into town, and I don't know if they just like search the hashtag of or geo filter of like the city that they're going to.
You think they search hashtag Explore. Selfie Queen Elena? Do you think that's what's happening?
I don't feel like we've gotten that one trending as well as I thought.
Yeah.
As I thought we would. But yeah, I've gotten like, "Hey, I'm coming into town. Like, what are some cool places to go to?"
That's all they say.
My red room, that's the coolest.
Oh, man. See, they didn't say athletes aren't smart. These athletes are smart.
That's innovative. I respect it a little bit.
Elena, I also saw something that caught my eye. It looks like we've been using Tinder wrong the whole time. I got this from BuzzFeed.
Oh, no. Well, teach me something.
So this girl named Maggie... And I was mad at her when I first saw this.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know where I'm going?
I know exactly where you're... Yep, I know where you're going.
She's from St. Louis. She found out the best way for Tinder to be used. She puts on her profile, "Send me $5, see what happens." And I'm thinking to myself, this little hoochie, what is she asking for, right?
Okay.
So the guys will sometimes be like, "What do I get if I send you $5? She'll respond with, "Send me $5 and find out." And then she'll give them her PayPal account. A lot of guys send her $5.
Out of curiosity, and she ends up with tons of money.
Well, you know what ends up happening?
What?
She unmatches them. That's what happens when they send $5. So I went from thinking this girl was awful to, no, you know what? This girl's a genius.
Yeah, she is.
Because these punk guys think that sending $5 is going to get them something from this girl. They're in the wrong for sending $5 to a girl they don't know.
She's made
quite a bit.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Not $5 just for like, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
She says the most one guy has sent was $10 because he probably thought he was going to get more for $10.
Yeah. I would get double.
He got the same. He got unmatched.
She's mad we didn't think of it first.
Yeah. Right. She hasn't made thousands or anything like that, but she's definitely made enough money to...
She bought a pizza.
That's the thing. She should at least send a photo of her eating the food that she bought with their money. It's kind of mean to do what she's doing, I think.
You think it's mean?
What I saw. A lot of hate on the internet coming towards her for doing that.
No, well, the guys think that you're going to send $5 and a girl's just going to automatically send you something in return. No. How about you be a gentleman and you don't send her $5
and go, hey. Why are you asking a stranger for money when you don't need it?
She's not. She's just, that's her tag. Right? Yeah. Send me $5, see what happens.
They're matching you because they want to take you out.
It's a trap for dumb people.
Yeah.
And she's catching the dumb people.
I am not mad
at
him.
See, he gives dating apps a bad name. That's why I don't like him.
And she's making a profit out of
it. I don't know. I'm conflicted. I kind of agree with Jenna. I'm like, it's kind of frowned upon.
I think it's the end of the world.
But then I'm also like, could use some money.
Right, exactly.
So.
If a guy really liked her, he wouldn't be sending $5. He would be like, no, forget the $5. I just want to get to know you.
Yeah, let's chat.
No, but these guys think they're just going to get some sexy picture or nude.
No, they. Why do they think that? She didn't say.
Because I'm a guy and I'm thinking if I see that.
I don't know if you guys remember the first Tinder Tuesday story I ever told.
Which was?
It was about me getting $10 from a guy because he messaged me immediately and said, I bet you won't send a nude. And I said, how much do you want to bet? He said, okay, $10. I said, well, you're on, man. I said, we couldn't send photos. This was back when Tinder was brand new. You couldn't send photos. So I was like, send me your phone number. So he sent it to me, and I sent him a nude photo of something I found on the internet.
That's
it was
right.
Like an older gentleman.
You got around it.
Yeah, he didn't say of me. He just said a nude.
So you got to be.
And he was like, you know what? Well played. And he sent me $10.
Yeah, because you earned those $10 because you were witty.
Yeah.
Did y'all go out after that?
We're friends on Facebook.
Hmm. Oh, so you guys did become friends. But no date ever happened.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But I mean, do I really want to date the guy that leads with send nudes?
Probably not, which is why I'm not mad at this girl.
Right.
We're getting $5
from each
guy.
It's impossible to weed out, though. There's people that make a joke of it like this. There's people that use it for business. There's people that are just pervy and there to hook up. So how do you even...
Some guys
navigate it, really?
Some guys use it to play better in the NBA.
Anytime I get on there, it's like one thing. I'm like, ugh. You know, and then I delete that for a while.
Yeah. I did take some of my own advice recently.
Which was?
We were talking about trying to meet people in person and
be bold. You know,
put yourself out there and stuff. And one of my friends was throwing her boyfriend, I'm friends with both of them, a surprise party. And they met through mutual friends at a birthday party. And I was like, okay, this is what this article was talking about a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That matchmaker was saying you really need to... You know, go be around friends of friends, you know, put yourself in situations that you're not as comfortable. And I was kind of like, it's my friend Peyton. I love him to death. I wouldn't miss his birthday. But at the same time, it was really far away. Like logistically, it kind of was stressing me out. And I was going to be pretty much the only person there that I knew until they got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I don't really want to do this. And I was like, you know what? No, I am going to go because I bet he has hot friends.
That's right.
And guess what?
He does.
They are all married or in relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
For now.
It was like table for 13. Like,
but
I'm just the only single person
there.
You're
the 13th wheel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Typically
you
hot
never
people,
know.
Typically hot people, guys and girls, know other hot people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're
you know,
totally
so
always thing. Friends with like the same level. And Peyton is an attractive man and his girlfriend Laura is a really attractive girl. It's like they are both going to have hot friends. This is going to be a huge opportunity for me to flirt.
Not one single
friend? It's a good opportunity to network with people who think, you're so cool. We've got a single friend we could set you up with.
But you know what? I did make a girlfriend out of it. We were just chatting, and she was like, you know what? You're so fun. Like, do you want to be friends? She's like, is it weird if I give you my phone number? And I was like, no, let's be friends. So they, like, live in the area, and...
That's the thing. You just meet people to then go out with again, and it's safe because it's always great. I like going out with my two best friends that are married.
Right.
Because they have no interest. You know, sometimes you go out with a girlfriend and she's looking for a guy.
There's competition,
and then, not competition really, but she'll leave you, abandon you to talk to a guy. And I'm kind of like, eh. But when you go out with married people, I enjoy that because they're there just to have a good time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And help you.
Wouldn't it suck to be the ugly friend of a whole bunch of hot people?
Ow.
Yeah.
I've been that girl.
I've been that dude.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I 100%
have. Really?
You're always somebody's always the least hot one.
Right.
Yeah.
That
right.
doesn't necessarily mean you're ugly.
You should have the best personality,
you can be the
though.
Okay, that's
you
a better way of saying it. The least hot one.
I was always the one with the best personality.
When I used to go hang out with my buddy Andy and his crew, he has some good looking guy friends too. And yeah.
Yeah, all the
you
girls
can, on your
like
own,
Andy.
You can be very attractive. With this group, I'm ugly. You know?
Everybody says, oh, yeah, my friends and I, we're all the same. No, man. There's one that's not. You know?
Yeah.
And ends up being us. It's time for... thank you, Elena.
Thank you, Elena.
Elena's still looking for love. Look for her on Tinder.
Yeah. Oh, just call her. 800-543-3543.
Yeah.
Hey, you might get to talk... Not yet. Don't call right now, though.
Yeah, don't call right now.
We
no,
need
no,
the phone lines,
right
please, because yeah. we're going to announce three names. First one to call back gets to play Beat the Bank. Kelly, do you have those names?
I do. Stephanie Jordan, Courtney M. Bosworth, and Anthony Garza. Anthony Garza, Courtney M. Bosworth, and Stephanie Jordan. You each have the same 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. First one in gets to play.
Be courteous. Don't call. Let them use the phone lines. If they don't call back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everyone. There's still a chance. We'll play next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
At this time tomorrow morning, we'll be doing love letters to Kelly. Write us. Go to KidNation.com and let us know what your problems are. And then Kelly, our love expert, will solve it. And we got... How inspirational was Big Al Mack at the pep rally?
How inspirational was he?
To get the kids all set up for their test.
All right.
We'll find out after we play Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Every single day, we play this game. No matter how much, it's never the same.
Boom. Anthony Garza, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
What
great.
Up,
Shout
Anthony?
Out, by the way. Well, dude, you're the first one to call back, which means you get to play Beat the Bank, Anthony. Well, let's get to know you. What are you up to right now?
Not much. Just sitting in my work truck, listening to you guys, and enjoying the beautiful morning right now.
Yeah.
Oh, sitting in the work truck, my man.
Come on.
We're going to make it more beautiful, yeah. hopefully, for you.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go. There you go.
Are you single or married?
I actually have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend right now.
All right.
Yeah, how serious are we getting here, Anthony?
JC?
Pretty serious. We're going to probably be moving in together in June, and we got a wedding coming up, so this money would be pretty helpful.
Okay. Look at that.
She's your fiancé.
Is she on a scale of 1 to 10? How would you rank her?
Definitely a 10.
Well right. done, Anthony. Good, good answer.
That was the only right answer.
That's a good boy.
Unfortunately, yeah, in the past, Al has given out like 8 points.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
was like your girlfriend?
I like to leave a little wiggle room. Yeah. Something to shoot for.
But her hot friend was a 9, Jenna, remember? Yeah. Anthony, well done right there. All right, Anthony, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker. Dollar amounts increase the longer you stay in there. And your only job in your work truck is to yell stop as loud as you can. Because when you yell stop, that's how much money you're going to get. It can get up to $1,000. You still have to yell stop even if he says it. Because if it closes on you, you get nothing. But there's a twist. Ooh. We have a safe
deposit box.
That could be thrown in there somewhere. If you say stop there, you'll get to pick between the number 1, 2, or 3. Then Jenna will open up the one you choose, and that's what you will win. It could be up to $3,000 in cash and prizes or nothing.
Or it could just be a safe...
I hope one day you see the suppository.
I don't know if I say that. All right.
So I got a question, though. Do I say stop on that safe deposit box, or do I have to say that safe deposit box?
No,
just say stop.
Just say stop.
If you want to stop. You don't have to stop on it. You can keep going.
You could pass up, and the dollar amounts will continue or it could close. You never know.
Word is the same. You get to choose which one as well, so you just say stop.
Gotcha.
You got this, Anthony. All right, Anthony, let's get ready to play
Beat the Bank.
Ninety, 120, 180, 220, 360. 390, 400, 480,
safe deposit box.
Stop.
Yeah!
Oh! I knew he was going to do it.
Safe deposit box. All right, my man. All right, Anthony. You get to pick between box one, two, or three. Which one will you take?
Let's do two.
Hey, everybody's going with two.
Going with number two again.
Yeah. Shout out. Okay.
Shout out.
Why are you shouting out?
You know why he's shouting out.
Number
1009.
You guys are
naughty? Oh, I'm telling you why he's shouting out.
Okay.
All right, Jenna's going to open up that box for you, Anthony.
All right, number two for you, Anthony. This is what's inside, a white folded up piece of paper.
And?
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah!
You get Brad's wife's final paycheck from Cracker Barrel, valued at $1,100.
All right.
Wow!
Brad!
That's more
nice
than
job.
$1,000.
Nice job, buddy.
$100 for each year of her service.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, how much does she get paid?
$1,100.
That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all, bro. You can crank that truck up and go on into work with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
We're going to be eating for days.
That's definitely going to help in right there with the wedding planning and
your
cake. Moving in.
Woo-hoo.
So
bunch
many good
stuff.
Things. Hey, Brad. Not Brad.
Brad.
Brad's wife. Hey, Anthony, we're going to just for fun see how high it would have gone, even though you got higher than it could have been.
Yeah.
All right.
560. 630. 680. 690. 700.
Yeah.
730.
Good job, Brad.
We are a new Brad.
I know.
Good job, Anthony.
Good job, Anthony.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Enjoy your 11.
Give your girl a shout out.
Yeah, what's her name?
Sandy.
All right, Sandy.
All right, man. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your $1,100.
Big Daddy's coming home with a big old paycheck.
Man. It's a good day.
We're right to the wedding. Yes, she's already got it spent.
Yeah, right.
Still no word on why Brad's wife was fired, by the way. We're still looking for answers.
Somebody has to know something,
I'm sure.
JC.
Yeah. I'm sure Ellen will find out.
Human resources did not write for Cracker Barrel. That is a fake. That's fake news. Yep. They did not tell you why she was fired. Not yet, at least. But Big Al Mac.
What was not fake was the little pep rally that was going yesterday.
Man.
This school called Central Elementary asked me if I would come and try and fire up the kids, get them ready for their test. It's a test that they take at the end of the year. Some type of assessment test or whatever it is. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure.
Cool.
But I just showed up.
But I know it's an important test because they had a pep rally. And I walked through that door, Kelly Raspberry, and they had a band playing.
They had a band?
They had a band playing. They had the kids lined up in the gym, other kids on the way. And there's a section of kids that have already taken the test and then others that haven't or whatever. So I'm in there, and they got music and a video playing, and the teachers get into it. They made this fun video about getting ready for the test. Just trying to fire them up and just get them motivated.
Sure.
And that's where I came in.
That's right.
Help fire them up and get them motivated.
Okay.
Were you practicing in your car on the way there?
I did because I had this bit. I'll tell you about it after you hear what I actually did. But I had this little bit that I was going to do.
So we're going to hear plan B now.
Yes.
But then after the fact, we'll hear what plan A was.
Yes, there you go.
Okay.
There you go. So this is me. This is happening in their gym.
Sure.
And there's probably 300 or 400 kids in there, I'm guessing,
uh-huh.
along with teachers and principal and everything. And they give me the microphone.
All right. Let's hear Big Al Mac inspiring the future of America.
Kelly, Jenna, JC, and myself, we all believe in you, and we believe that you guys can.
Good move. You went with the chant.
Went with the chant. You can never, you know, when you have elementary school, you have to know your audience, Kelly.
I've
kind of known over the years that the elementary school kids, they're big on the chant. They're making some noise. And, you know, repeat after me.
Yeah.
Do this, blah, blah, blah. So that's where I went with.
Now, were these kids about to take a test? English? Was that going to be part of the test? Because I hate to be a stickler because I'm the last person who should be talking, but I want to ask Kelly if this is correct or not. When he was saying... Kelly, Jenna, JC, and myself, should it have been I?
Oh,
just
God.
When these kids are going to go take a test?
It should have been, yeah. But
I'm just saying. Otherwise, you're on the radio. It's fine.
I've learned as I've gotten older, people don't like being corrected.
Right.
So
thank you, Kelly.
Yeah,
my grammar. Yeah, Kelly and I, we both were good at grammar. My grammar's gotten worse as I've gotten older.
Yeah,
just mine
out
too.
Of conversation and being lazy.
And mine was never good to begin with, so it's just gotten worse.
Right.
And then Big Al Mack, what did you decide to do?
Well, I decided to, since the chant was working, I decided to stick with what was working with these kids, and let's do it again. Let's get some chants going.
All right.
Just do your best. That's all anybody wants out of any of you, okay? So let me hear you say it with me. I'm going to do my best. Do my best. Do my best.
Nope, we're doing the whole thing.
Gotta end at some point.
No, I gotta stand up. Now they're standing up, Kelly, because they were sitting down.
There you go.
Now run in place, huh? Hold on, this is
another 10 seconds.
Yay.
So you did two chants.
Could you describe your... the physical aspect of this, the arm pump that you're doing.
Oh, yeah,
what is that?
That's the fist pump. That's the Arsenio patented fist pump.
Boop, boop, boop.
It looked more like a pump up and down.
Oh, like pulling
like
horn,
a
air horn.
Well, it's a subliminal. The roof is the ceiling, Jenna.
It's a combination.
That's what it was. Yeah.
It's a combination. It's funny you say something about the roof, JC, because.
Oh, no.
Because, well. Plan A.
Oh, this is the bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Plan A. This is what I was going to do. But I didn't.
Okay, good.
And I implore anybody to if you have a plan, it's good to have a plan, but just think about it.
And by the way, you didn't talk too much. You were going in there to pump the kids up, which is exactly
That's
what you
it.
Did.
That's
so you
it.
Did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you for going with B.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. So I had some inspirational quotes that I was going to.
Other
and
people's.
And I was going to say, repeat after me, kids. You know, I'm going to get them pumped
These
up.
These long quotes.
Get them pumped up, right? And then say stuff like, the roof is on fire.
What?
No,
that's not inspirational.
Kidding?
No. Or.
Okay, he's kidding.
No, this is
But how's that an inspirational quote?
This is it. How about.
That's a song lyric.
Yeah, how about some inspirational music to make it sound better?
Or a song lyric.
There you go.
Well, that was the bit part. That was it. These are...
Jenna, it's a bit.
Right.
What grade are these kids in?
Fourth, fifth.
Lick you from
No.
Well, that's how cats clean themselves, Kelly.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon!
I don't
have a problem with that one. My daughter likes that song.
That one's good.
Mama said, my cosa.
Okay.
Because a neon light at the end of the tunnel.
That works.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So many pretty girls around and they're waking up the rocket. Keep up.
What? So many.
I have to say it fast.
What's the line now? Hold on, what was the line again?
You around me.
So many pretty girls around and waking up the rocket. Keep up.
They're waking up to rocket?
Yeah.
They're waking up the rocket or to rocket?
It's a Bruno Mars.
There's so many pretty girls around me and they're walking up the runway. Keep up.
Oh, come on. What?
Well, that other
what are you,
sounds.
Like looking up the lyrics?
Right. That other one sounds bad.
Put some money in my pocket. Keep up.
I didn't think anything bad of it.
Yeah.
It's good.
So, again, I had these little song lyrics that would have not have made any sense.
Well,
but they're inspirational.
The kids love Bruno Mars, though.
Well, they do. So.
I don't think they would have gotten the bit, right?
I didn't think they would get it. So
the teachers would have.
I didn't go with that. I just went with, do your best.
Well, maybe Bruno will work that into his next single.
But anyway, thank you, everybody. There you go.
Pass that test. JC and myself, we all believe in you.
We believe in you.
We believe that you guys can pass that test. Pass that test.
When do we get the results to see if you
see if it worked?
We have to find out.
Thank you, Central Elementary. Thank you.
That's really cool that you did that, Al.
Students, they were
that's awesome, Al.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, that's awesome that he did that because Al was super excited that we were going to get to meet. If we're going to make it like a true survivor. David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
He was so bummed, you know, because we thought it was going to be another today. And
they switched it up,
so you had to miss it because you were doing something for kids.
Yeah, that's okay. As long as you guys were here and you can tell me all about it. Now, right now, I get to be a listener because I don't know anything about this interview.
Perfect. Well, David Hasselhoff is wonderful, and he talks about everything you want to talk about. You'll hear our interview with David Hasselhoff next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is so absurd.
Right, I know. Hold on, we got to start this interview because we're just rambling on here.
Yeah.
Childhood dream come true, because I've watched this man on
TV.
This
is crazy, isn't it?
And I still watch him on TV as much as I can. Mr. Hasselhoff, you're a mountain of a man. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
That's what we were guessing. Because, yeah. You know, a lot of times actors appear bigger on TV or in the movies, and you meet them, and they're short little things.
Oh, they're really short. They're all short. Yeah.
But you are real life tall.
I met Jake Gyllenhaal the other night.
Tiny?
Not that tiny, but nice guy. Really super guy. You should have him on the show.
Is he serious?
Cool guy. No, he wasn't serious at all with me. No, yeah. He's really funny. He's really outgoing and kind and nice and wanted to hang out. And, you know, and we saw a show called Sunday in the Park with George, which is about a painter that does paints with dots. It's a really heavy, kind of a heavy show. But he was at the end, you know, at the end, I expected him to be serious, like nocturnal animals.
He always seems like he
is. I love that movie.
You're so good.
And he's like, hey, man, thanks for coming. How are you? You know, let's hang out. I'm Jake. Really a cool guy, you know.
Now, Zac Efron, tiny little thing, right?
Zac is a cool guy. I met Zac a long time ago when he was doing Hollywood Musical. And I said, don't do Hollywood Musical 2.
Oh, he didn't listen to you.
What, did he?
He did
high school.
He did.
I mean, High School Musical.
High School Musical. Did he? I don't think he did High School.
Zac Efron did High School Musical 1 and 2.
I didn't see them.
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because I accidentally was watching the Disney Channel and they did the
yeah,
they showed it again.
Right. You
He's
loved
just
it.
A super guy. He came down when we were shooting on Baywatch and he wasn't even in that day and he came down to say hi. And,
of course he did.
Well, you know what? He just wanted to know kind of what made Baywatch and I was taking some pictures with The Rock and I. Beefed up a little bit. So because when you take a picture with a rock, it's like a man and a half. You got to beef up a little bit. So he came down to see me, and then he took off his shirt. He was in better shape than anybody.
Isn't that crazy?
He's ripped.
All those guys in that movie got in crazy shape.
Yeah, well, yeah, those two guys.
Did you tell The Rock his Mitch Buchanan was not up to par with yours at any point?
I just said, if you're playing Mitch, who do I play?
Yeah, you know? Right.
He said,
who
well,
did
you play?
Play
the Hoff. I don't know who I played. I think I played... You know, he says,
it says you were his mentor here.
I'm his mentor.
Yeah.
You don't want to give too much away, right?
I can't really tell it.
Just say I don't want to give too much away.
I haven't seen the movie. All I've seen is what I did in the movie, you know, and I could have done some more stuff on the beach. We did some really cool stuff on the beach at the end of the day.
Maybe naturally tan filming, right? Or when you
Well, we were
the
on
show.
The beach every day. We had a little girl named Little Hands, and she came in and... Little Hands, all she did was do tan people all day. Then she came out with her own line of like self-tanning called Little Hands.
Yeah.
And Little Hands was great. Everybody, we were tan. We also had a weights, and we were like, we loved the show. We had a blast doing the show because, I mean, we did 245 episodes. And we all got rich.
And didn't the show get canceled after the first season?
Yeah.
And then you threw in all your money and your savings to keep it alive.
I did a single called Looking for Freedom in Germany, and it was number one for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And the Germans said, can you bring me more Knight Rider? And I said, no, Knight Rider's been canceled. And they said, well, this new show is good, but does it have a car? And I said, no, it doesn't have a car. Are you in it? And I said, yes, I'm in. And they said, but does it have a car? I said, no car. They go, no car. Okay, we buy it anyway. And they gave us enough money to bring the show back. So we bought it from the network for $1. And we lasted 245 shows.
It's the best dollar you ever spent.
It was a really big deal because, it was us. We were in control. We didn't have the network. We could do whatever we
right.
wanted. That's why we ran in slow motion and had girls wearing thongs. And
yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
That's why you did it, right? It was just because you got to be around all those hot girls like Pamela Anderson.
When they would say background and all the girls would get up.
Yes.
Lay down their towels and do their Baywatch pose. Every time they said the word background, I said, stop. I must look out the window.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. You know, all the part about the rock and roll and the crazy stuff, it was really more like family. Everybody got along. Everybody was having a blast. And, you know, we were laughing all the way to the bank.
Are you a strong swimmer?
You know, I'm not as good a swimmer as some of the lifeguards. The number one swimmer in the world is actually thinner than me. He's a guy from Australia, and he was like, they called him Birdman, and he could kick ass. But we had real lifeguards who invented the show and real lifeguards on the set. So we did it politically correct every time you did CPR or something like that was absolutely what the lifeguards would do. And some of those guys, you know, I'm in my 60s now. Some of these lifeguards are in their 70s.
You look great, man.
You look awesome.
Thank you. Well, they're still in their 70s, and they're still making rescues.
But you've never been in a real-life situation traveling on the beach and been like someone's, like, drowning, and they're like, everyone looks at you. Like,
I hate it. It's like, you know, a car will go off into a ditch, and I'll go, oh. Call 911, and I got to go in. And she looks at me like, you know, I said, are you David Hasselhoff? And I say, yes, just stop. Don't move. You're going to kill your spine. And then I've rescued a girl. I was doing a photo shoot. I have like three moves, you know, like this move, that move. This move.
And your looks?
It was for People magazine. And I kept seeing this girl with a dog. And the dog had the leash around the girl's hand. And then the brother threw the ball in the water. And the dog said, yay, and took the girl with him as he went out to get the ball. And the parents were drinking, and they didn't know what was going on, and their daughter was drowning. Oh, and so, excuse me, I must make the save.
I'm David Hasselhoff.
Grabbed the kid and brought him back in.
Wow.
Did CPR and everything?
Did the photo shoot continue?
The photo shoot.
As you saved her?
Yeah, but it was just, I was really upset with the parents.
For not going.
Yes.
For not watching their child.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know,
I thank God
kids.
You were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And paying attention.
Yeah, because that stuff happens to me a lot.
So it does happen randomly, because we have often said on this show that there's got to be a service out in Hollywood where you call in and it's like, hey, I need to rescue somebody because my movie's coming out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like such thing going on. PR.
Yeah. No. Well, that's kind of one of the reasons I'm down here. I mean, have you seen the film Kung Fury?
No, I have not.
Kung Fury is a movie that was made by a kid in Sweden who went on Kickstarter and said, hi, I'm from Sweden, and I need to raise some money. He raised $600,000, and now he's making an epic movie with Steven Spielberg. It's called Kung Fury, and they asked me to do the theme song, and we got 27 million hits.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a cool song, and so it's kind of a throwback to the 80s, but when you get a chance, turn on your YouTube and check out Kung Fury, because it's kind of the new, cool, throwback to the 80s digital movie that's coming out.
Man, you are working harder now than ever.
I got all kinds of cool stuff coming out.
You always got something going on.
Something else is coming out that I really can't talk about, but it's a huge, huge...
You can give us a little nibble.
A little nibble.
Yeah.
It's funny, exciting, made $743 million last year, and it's kind of like it's a Marvel movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Kelly. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Can we save that noise Kelly just made?
Yeah. Oh, that's the best.
I'm so excited for you. Yeah.
So it involves Marvel.
And that's what you can't say.
But you can't tell us.
No, I was trying to get him on the phone to say, what can I say? Because it involves me singing and involves me in the storyline. But it's something I can't talk about because it's going to be a really nice surprise.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just, I've been spending so much time in Europe.
That's what you're doing, right? Deadpool, probably?
No.
That would make sense.
He can't say, Jenna. Don't try to trick him.
No. With Ryan Reynolds?
Well, I'm just thinking him singing in Deadpool. That would
make
total
sense. Don't try to trick him.
Yeah.
It's the coolest Marvel movie out there last year and will be the coolest movie this year.
Okay.
Okay. This year.
I have no other guesses.
It's going to be out.
We'll find out this year.
April 19th is the premiere.
Are you living full-time in the UK right now?
No, I live a lot in Wales. I just go where my fiance goes.
Here's the thing, though, about
and
your
where
fiance,
the sun is.
About you give hope to all regular people like us. Because did you meet her while she was getting an autograph from you?
I met her when I was doing Britain's Got Talent, and I had the vision in my head of the girl that I wanted in my life.
Yeah.
And my arm just went, there she is.
Oh,
and
my
it took me 2 weeks, though, because, you know, I'm like younger than her father. I know I'm older than her father.
But he's probably cool with it, right?
You know, it was tough for her in the beginning. She's never dated someone who's like 27 years older. So I said, just give it a shot, you know? And she says, you like to travel? I mean, you like to travel in limousines and you go on airplanes all over the world and you perform to hundreds of thousands of people? Yeah.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
She said, do you like that life? And I went, yeah. And I said, just come along. Now she's loving it. Oh. You know, we're going everywhere.
That's great.
And she's a model, right? She's a beautiful girl.
She's beautiful. She looks like Farrah Fawcett. So
now you're just engaged, but I see you're wearing a ring on that
finger. This is my dad's ring. My father died last year.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And this is the ring he gave to his mother, to his wife. And it says to DTH, Loris Therese Hasselhoff. And I've never talked about this before. It's a little emotional.
Yeah.
And it says 1949. So
that's sweet.
I wear this because, you know, when I'm going on stage and I'm tired or I'm nervous and I can't get my head together, I go, come on, Dad, help me out, man. Aww. Help me out.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's beautiful.
And he's cool.
And that's what you're going to be wearing from now on after you guys' wedding, right? That's going to be your band?
Yeah. She's got a nice little rock on her finger.
And, she ain't complaining.
No, she's not complaining. And we'll figure that one out. We're going to probably get married in about a year. We're, you know, to be honest, we move so fast that we haven't had time to figure out where we're going to get married. You know, and
wow.
You know, because it's just go go go. And I think we'll probably get married someplace in Italy and have a small wedding, and then maybe just a real big reception.
A party.
A big party?
Big party.
Oh, we want to come to the party.
What am I watching on your screen? Someone running
that's our show.
That's earlier today.
And that's Kelly in a bikini.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's me doing homage to you.
I saw you running in slow motion as he was talking about this.
I was just in Miami this weekend. And
oh, that's nice.
My fiance asked me, he said, will you run in slow motion down the beach? I'm like, yes, honey.
Oh, great.
So I did it.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's all right. That looks good. I like the colors.
Kelly showing it off right there.
Yeah.
You would have cast her in Baywatch back then.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'll be in the geriatric version.
Of course you will. Hey, I heard you have a pretty funny story about OJ, Donald Trump, and pay-per-view.
We did I had a number one single in Germany called Looking for Freedom, and then the Berlin Wall came down, and I sang on the wall, and I've done a special recently. I went behind the wall, interviewed all the people that escaped. It was really an amazing special. It's on National Geographic if you want to see it. It tells you really what really, really happened. It's like Bridge of Spies. And then we decided to bring the show to America. And so Donald Trump said, hey, why don't you do it at the Taj and sing with Marla Maples?
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, that's what he was with at the time.
So I was
going
to sing, if I were a carpenter and I was a lady, would you marry me anyway? I would have your baby. And so then she comes over and she goes, well, you know, Donald is a little jealous. And I went, he is. I'm married. What do you know? And she says, okay. So we did the show, spent about $400,000 mounting this show. And at the exact same time the show was going out on a pay-per-view, David Hasselhoff's first concert ever in America, O.J. Simpson was going down the freeway.
Oh, my God.
In a white Bronco. So I walk back into the dressing room, and there's Donald Trump. He says, well, there's your buddy. And I said, what? He said, O.J., yeah, he's escaping. He's on a white Bronco. That's him. I said, oh, tell me that's not live. He goes,
oh, yeah.
It's live. I said, it's live. And I said, no one's going to watch the pay-per-view. So 90 million people saw OJ, and three of us watched the pay-per-view.
So he trumped you guys.
I paid, and nobody viewed.
Oh, man.
I'm still wondering to this day if OJ Simpson, wherever he is.
He's in prison.
Yeah. Realize that he trumped Hasselhoff.
Aww.
You hate him now, don't you?
No, stop it.
Well, I mean, for that and for murdering people.
Yeah. I hate him for murdering people.
I mean, there's that.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Somebody needs to give us a holler. Sorry. Jana and Bahalia. The bang.
That was savage.
The bang.
Yep, nobody called back, which means we opened it up.
Yep.
For caller number 13, which is what Jenna would like. And that's what you get, Jenna. You get Alex Pustka.
It's Pustka, JC.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
How'd I do with your last name?
You definitely murdered it.
Nah.
It's Pustka.
What is it?
It's Pustka.
Pustka.
Pustka. Oh, yes. It's a silent T.
Silent T.
Pustka.
I got a cousin named Silent T.
I know you do, Al. Yeah. What are you up to today, Alex?
Nothing. It's my day off. I'm heading home to, you know, clean and do laundry and do things that people do when they're off.
Right, right. I always say I'm going to do that.
And then you don't.
Because I'm going to get my day off. I'm going to lay here.
Well, look at that. You're possibly going to make some money here on your day off. That's pretty cool, right, Alex?
Yes, that's so awesome. I'm so excited.
All right. Big Al Mac, will you tell Alex how we play the game, please?
Alex, you're going to hear dollar amounts hollered out by our Kid Craddock Morning Show banker. And when you hear one, they're going to increase, okay? And when you hear one that you like, you go ahead and just say stop. You'll get the last dollar amount that you've heard. But if the door closes, I'm afraid, Alex, you won't get anything. Now, there's a twist. He may say safe deposit box. And if you want, you can say stop right then. You'll have three boxes to choose from. You choose the number. Jill will open the box. You'll get whatever's inside that box. It could be something from nothing up to $3,000. All right?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Sounds good.
That's it. Even if you hear $1,000 at the end, you still have to say stop. All right, baby girl?
Okay.
All right, baby girl.
All right, baby. Hey, baby girl, are you ready to play, baby girl?
I'm glad my Bialik's not listening
like
right now.
Of course I'm ready to play.
Yeah, all right, baby girl.
All right, baby girl.
Baby girl. All right, let's play
Beat the Bank.
$80.
$90. Starting to sound like the Scream guy.
$120.
Do you like games?
$140. $250. $330. $460. $510. $680.
$850. $850.
Wow. She said stop. Don't worry. We just forgot to stop it.
She gets the $850.
Yeah, you get the $850, Alex.
Congratulations. Woo!
On your day off.
Wow.
I know. How exciting.
How are you going to make money on your day off?
On your day off?
How are you going to spend that $850, Alex?
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of nerdy, so I'd probably save it.
That's well,
at
okay.
At least
do
buy something.
Want.
Yeah, spend at least $100.
Do what you want.
Yeah.
I can do that. I can do that. I can do that.
Well, congratulations, Alex. We just heard, since we accidentally forgot to stop it, that it would have closed closed after that.
No way.
So you played it.
My lucky day. This is crazy.
You played it just it's right,
awesome.
Alex.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks for listening.
Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. That's how you play Beat the Bank right there.
Yep.
Had two big winners. Go to KidNation.com and sign up to play Beat the Bank. You only have to sign up once. And maybe we could get the banker to say the Sydney. I just wanted to say the Sydney's name.
Yeah, I wanted to say, do you like scary movies?
We'll play again tomorrow, 7:20 and 8:20 Central.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.